morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And I join you this morning, as I do most Sunday mornings, not everyone, but most, from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community's radio station, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial for the Sunday Sounds of Ireland.
Jolly beggar man came tripping o'er the plain. He came unto a farmer's door, a lodging for to gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. She says, "He is a handsome man, I pray you take him in. We'll go no more a roving in the night. We'll go no more a roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a roving." He would not lie within the barn, nor yet within the byre, but he would in the corner lie down by the kitchen fire. Oh, then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay. We'll go no more a roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. The farmer's daughter, she got up to bolt the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his arms, and to the bed he ran. "Kind sir," she says, "be easy now, you'll waken our good man. We'll go no more a roving in the night. We'll go no more a roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a roving." You are no beggar, you are some gentleman, for you have stole my maidenhead, and I am quite undone. I am no lord, I am no squire, of beggars I be one, and beggars they be robbers all, so you are quite undone. We'll go no more a roving in the night. We'll go no more a roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a roving. She took the bed in both her hands and threw it at the wall. Says, "Go you with the beggar man, my maidenhead and all. We'll go no more a roving in the night. We'll go no more a roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a roving." Thank you.
An excellent production of that song. The band Secret Sister, who are playing with the Chieftains, with Peggy Gordon, a well-known Irish ballad. And before that, we heard from Planxty, from their album 1974, so we know what year it was made, recorded, with The Jolly Beggar, about a strange relationship. And we started off today's show with Sinead O'Connor from her greatest album, I think, Shen Nos Nua, with My Langland Love. I'm not sure how many of you are going to Dublin this year, but let me just caution you that they're changing, yet again, the traffic pattern in downtown Dublin. Downtown Dublin, not unlike other capital cities, is famously congested traffic-wise. And they experimented, as London did, with blocking out traffic from city center a good mile around O'Connell Street and Grafton Street, banning cars, allowing only pedestrians and taxis and buses. I'm not sure how that's working out, but they just announced yesterday, I believe, that they're changing the Dublin traffic pattern so that you can, quote, get from Christchurch Cathedral, which everyone knows is off Dame Street. If you're looking west, it's on the left, to O'Connell Street by car in 4 minutes. That's a remarkable achievement, in fact, if that can happen, since it takes you about 20 minutes to walk that distance. But 4 minutes from Christchurch Cathedral to O'Connell Street is quite an achievement. So by all means, if you go to Dublin and you do experience this change in the traffic pattern, please let me know how you made out. In the meantime, I'm going to be listening to Paul Grady.
Yeah, fine. Oh, yes it is. Oh,
That tune was The Coast of Galicia, one of the few areas in Spain that has a Celtic tradition. It is recorded by the UCD Choral Scholars. The name of the album is Invisible Stars of University College Dublin. I'm assuming they're from the Belfield campus, way out of town there. Almost an hour to get there. But anyway, before that, you heard from Brona McVitie. She's from Belfast. I am always impressed with her voice and with her songs, frankly. When the Angels Wake You by Brona McVitie. And we started off set with an old friend, Paul Brady, from his album Primitive Dance. He was with the Frames, if you recall. It's going to work out fine. And I believe him. One of the other controversies that's swirling around Dublin these days is the bike shelter. What? A bike shelter, you might ask? Yes, there's a new bike shelter in downtown Dublin, that contains 34 bikes. And given the just-mentioned traffic situation in downtown Dublin, it's a much-needed, condiment for the area. So apparently the bike shelter was built. It cost €338,000. This got the attention of several people in the opposition party in the Irish Dáil, and they didn't stop questioning the Fianna Fáil as well as the Fine Gael leaders about the spending of this money. And an investigation is currently going underway, for the bike shelter. And if anyone is in Dublin and can take a picture of it, by all means, show it to me. I looked in the Irish Times today and I couldn't find one. But the bike shelter controversy is all the rage in downtown Dublin.
You bold sportsmen of honor and fame, that weekly appears on the braes of Kilrain, with your servants and your horses and your dogs at command, and young Richard Hunter to lead on the band. With me heart tally ho, hark over yon brow, she's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. November 14th, on that fatal day, as down from my dwelling I chanced for to stray, all alone past the side of yon green hills, where oft times in plenty I sported at will. With me heart tally ho, hark over yon brow, she's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. As I fed on green grass that flies on yonder ground, my heart was set a-beating by the cry of the hounds, and Hunter the foremost of all for the prey, in a voice like the thunder cries out, hark away. With me heart tally-ho,
good distance from that bloody crew. But the hounds in full cry filled my heart with despair. That bloodthirsty crew had my life in their care. With me heart, tally ho, far clover, young brow. She's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. Right over the mountain and away past Kilgrain, well buckled by Ringwood and Slasher by name. Then down past Young's buildings and away through Twyfin, that old beagle draper, my curse light on him. With me heart, tally ho, hark over yon brow. She's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. My race being run, I was forced to give o'er. My innocent body in pieces they tore. You may seek other pastimes and drink hell's galore. On the braes of Kilgrain you will hunt me no more. With me heart, tally ho, hark over yon brow. She's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go. My race being run, I was forced to give o'er. To the value of sixpence I ne'er harmed mankind. And the hounds to the trail, they were bred to obey. It was you, Richard Hunter, led my life astray. With me heart, tally ho, hark over yon brow. She's over, says the huntsman, and yonder she'll go.
bright as we went a-walking down by the seaside. We met Sergeant Knapper and Corporal Pride, the day being Christmas morning. Good morning, good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you, gentlemen, we did reply. Intending no harm, we just meant to pass by, the day being pleasant and charming. But says he, me fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, while other fellows have sorrow and strife and sup on thin gruel in the morning. What says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you only lend out them now, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night if you dare, for you know you'll be flogged in the morning. And we have no desire to take your advance, for all of the dangers we'd not take the chance, that you'd have no scruples and send us to France, where you know we'd be shot in the morning. Says the sergeant, if I hear one more word, I quickly right now will draw out me sword, and into your bodies a strength will afford. So now me young devils take warning. But Arthur and I, we count the odds, and we scarce give them time for to draw their own blades. With our trusty shillelaghs we bashed in their heads, and paid them right smart in the morning. And the rusty old rapiers that hung by their sides, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take that, you devils, cried Arthur McBride, and temper your steel in the morning. And the little wee drummer we flapped in this pouch, and we made a football of his row-dow-dow. Kicked into the ocean for to rock and to roll, and made it a tedious returning. Oh, me and me cousin, one Arthur McBride, as we went a-walking down by the seaside, a-seeking good fortune, and what might betide it being on Christmas morn. Thank you.
I very much like that version of Arthur McBride from Spalpeen, is the name of the group. I don't think they're together anymore. And before that, we heard some polkas. Danny McNiff's polka, and my favorite of the set, Farewell to Whiskey. And it's from the album It Was Mighty, the early days of Irish music in London. And I probably have told you before, I have a 4-CD set of all that music, probably 150 songs. It's really great stuff, actually. And first up, we hear from Andy Irvin, his album Old Dog Long Road, with Green Grows the Laurel. I want to remind everyone that the Irish American Club has dance lessons for both children and adults. The adult dance lessons are tonight. They are on Wednesdays at 8:45, because the kids' lessons are before that. But we have a great time learning the jigs and the reels and some sidesteps and our threes and sevens and the Siege of Venice and the Sweets of May, and all those kinds of dances. Maybe we'll get good enough to participate in the FESH that's held in Wexford next year. You think? I hope so. But anyway, if you want more information about the Irish American Club's dance lessons at the Elks Club on Union Street in Pittsfield, they take place every Wednesday at 8:45. And if you're interested or would like more information, give me a call at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512. Thank you.
Champions and the seven sons are come to take away the...
Lord, what you know. Mira que su alza en la vasca. Aquí te quiero ver pecar. Aquí te hice hablar de droga. Aquí te hice
comes and people homeward thread. Seek now your blankets and your feathered bed. Oh, comes the rover whose journey's over. Yield up the night time to all jundled trees. Across the hill the sun has gone astray. Tomorrow's cares are many dreams away.
You're listening to Deary Farrell with his version of John O'Dreams. And before that, you heard from Horse Lips with their interpretation of the ancient Irish tale, The Toyn, with Charolais. And before that, you heard Finbar Fury sharpen up his fiddle skills with Colors from his album, The Last Great Love Song. And this is Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week. And please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 WTBR. Gurgamunkit, Agustihi, Shuhugan.